Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. On Franchise Euphoria today, we've got Bruce Lane. Bruce joined Quaker Steak and Lube in June of 2017 as Vice President of Operations and Franchise Services. For the previous 7 years, he worked with both franchise developer and operations for Fuddruckers. Prior to that, Mr. Lane served in an operational leadership role for 7-Eleven, and leading up to that, he was a multi-unit franchisee with Waffle House Incorporated. Now his primary focus is putting Quaker Steak and Lube's franchisees first by providing expert guidance and knowledge towards productivity and profitability alike. I really enjoyed this interview with Bruce. He's a very genuine, soft-spoken, authentic guy who has a lot of experience on the franchisee and franchisor side. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this interview with Bruce Lane.
Hello, Bruce. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thrilled to have you on today and talk about the Quaker Steak and Lube franchise system. As I believe you joined there in 2017 as Vice President of Operations and Franchise Services. But before we actually dive right in to Quaker Steak and Lube, let's learn a little bit about you and sort of your background and what got you into the franchise world.
Okay, that's simple enough. As many people have, I started my career at a McDonald's as a crew member years ago when I was in college and worked my way up. So kind of grew up in the business with a spatula in my hand. Company operations, worked from a service manager to a general manager of a couple of different brands back in the mid-80s. Got into the franchising side of the business in the early 90s with Checkers Drive-In Restaurants. And I've had several positions operating on franchise side of the business in the past several years. Ran an international division with Church's Chicken, became a Waffle House franchisee, where I owned the Waffle Houses, several Waffle Houses in Pennsylvania, and then sold those after a while and got back into the franchising or business. And recently joined, like you said, in April of 2017, Quaker Steak and Lube with the Travel Centers of America to help this brand. So it has been an exciting journey, and I am a restaurateur operator at heart, and just still passionate about the business as I was the day I started.
Well, so it's funny because I joke with people and I say, you know, to be a restaurateur and to be in restaurant businesses your whole career, you have to have a little bit of crazy in you. And I say that with all the respect, because every person I know who runs and has lived their professional lives through restaurants, I mean, they're really hard to do, right? I mean, they're really hard to do well and for the long term. But what's interesting about your career path is that you've got experience on both the franchisee and the franchisor side. You know, that's a little bit unique in terms of, you know, most people who I'm talking to. So talk a little bit about your experiences as a franchisee. I know you said it was with Waffle House and maybe another brand as well, and how that has sort of helped you take some of those experiences onto the franchisor side and made you better as a franchisor.
Yeah, it definitely has made me better as a franchisor. I try to think I was a pretty good one before. You know, from coming up from the restaurant side, you know, I turned into one of those people from the corporate office that would, you know, spout policies and procedures, but kind of forgot where the rubber met the road. And so when I became a franchisee of a Waffle House, you know, a single unit operator, I got back into restaurant business. I got, you know, I was the guy standing there at 3 o'clock in the morning at the grill cooking. And so I really remembered what got me into the business and what I love. And it is the chaos. Like you mentioned, you have to have a little bit of crazy. You have to be able to want to juggle 14 things happening at the same time. And in that experience as a franchisee, I realized what I needed as a franchisee and the support from my franchisor, what I was getting, what I wasn't getting, the type of communication I was looking for. And I really lived what I thought I had been preaching for the previous 15 years. And since then, when I got back into the franchisor side, I sold my restaurants. And ever since then, I have really kept it front of mind for me and all of my team not to forget who is really paying the bills. You know, franchisees, especially single unit operators or one or two unit operators, they are financially laid out. They have mortgaged their homes and their children's college educations and this and that. And they really need the franchisor's help in every aspect. And so I try to keep two questions front of mind for me and all of my team. And that is, anything that we do has to answer one of two questions. One, how are we making the operators and the franchisees' lives easier? Two, how are we making them more money? If we can't answer one of those two questions almost instantly, then we need to go back to the drawing board and think about whatever program that we're bringing in, because we're only there for one reason, and it's to help them make more money.
Well, and so let's talk about the Quaker Steak and Lube brand. For those who aren't familiar with it, give a little background on what it is, how long ago it started, and sort of where it's located across the U.S.
Well, back in 1974, in a small town named Sharon, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour and a half north of Pittsburgh, back in 74, early mid-70s, there was the first gas crisis in the country, a lot of gas stations closing, and two gentlemen formed a company and put it in a converted gas station. They happened to be classic car collectors and enthusiasts and happened to want to get in the restaurant business. So they opened a cook-your-own steak company, and they opened it in a gas station in Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania is the Quaker State. The gas station became part of the lube, and the cook-your-own steak made it Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's quite the name.
It's a tongue twister, and sometimes it's a little confusing because, again, it was in a gas station, and so we sometimes adopted a lot of the colors of Interstate and green signs and the Quaker, the oil company, but it has grown into a very large national company. We have 44 restaurants around 12 states. We are a full-service sports/family bar restaurant. We have a full menu line of steaks, wings, ribs, salads, sandwiches, steak burgers. We are nationally known for our chicken wings and our 26 proprietary sauces, and centralized in the Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio part of the country. 44 restaurants, which 17 of them were company owned, and the rest are franchised in 12 different states.
Well, and so what attracted you to the brand? You know, you coming off of being a franchisee, you sell your Waffle Houses. Obviously, you're looking for something in the restaurant space, but there's no shortage of restaurants out there. And right. This is more of a, what would you call it, more of a casual dining
yes.
experience? Okay.
Yes,
so it's not quick service. There's servers and so forth. What attracted you to the brand?
Well, I knew of the brand through Travel Centers of America. Travel Centers of America is the very large Fortune 500 company that owns Quaker Steak and Lube. And Travel Centers of America also operates almost 700 other restaurants throughout our convenience stores and truck stops across the country. And I met the company through Travel Centers of America. They knew me as a franchise or operator and franchise sales developer. And they brought me on to oversee both sides of that soon after they bought Quaker Steak and Lube in 2016. So I really was brought on by Travel Centers of America. And what attracted me was that it was a Travel Centers of America is kind of like me. We are a large franchisor and a very large franchisee. We are a franchisee of over 40 brands across the country. And so it kind of fits the two sides of me, and I fit the two sides of Travel Centers of America. And also, when I started looking into it and reading and learning more about the Quaker Steak and Lube history and potential of the company and the menu and all the good things that had started, I knew it would be a great fit for me. I'd be able to come in and possibly give a little help, give a little guidance, and then help help continue to grow the brand. And again, in the 2.5 years that I've been here, it has been nothing but a success. Brand has grown. Sales are up. We're at double-digit months of positive sales, and so we are extremely happy.
So describe for the listeners and for me, you know, if I'm a patron, if I'm a customer and I walk into a Quaker Steak and Lube, what am I going to experience? What does it look like? What's the feel of the place? What's the lighting? I mean, give kind of a visual. I know obviously we're on an audio podcast, so give sort of a visual of what to expect when you go to a Quaker Steak and Lube.
The facilities are huge. We average right now somewhere between 8 and 10,000 square feet. You'd walk into a big foyer in the middle, and there's going to be a huge bar on one side, huge bar on the other side, another dining room right in front of you. Most of them have 250 to 300 seats. Some have 3 and 4 full bars, outside stages, outside patio areas. They are very large buildings, and there is a lot happening in them. There are, again, it's a motor-themed restaurant from our founders. So there are cars, motorcycles hanging from the ceilings on the ground. There's cars that you can sit out in front of on the sidewalk and have your Instagram pictures. One bar we call Thunder Alley, and it is all NASCAR related things. Another bar we call the Handle Bar, and it is all motorcycle, Harley Davidson or Indian, those types of things. And there is a lot to view, a lot to see. The menus are exciting. Full service servers, just like every other full service family casual restaurant out there, and also have the sports team. There's TVs everywhere. Very locally driven. We have a restaurant that is here in the Cleveland area that is on Lake Erie, but there are no cars or motorcycles inside it. It's all boats.
So you tweak it based on, you know, where you're located.
Exactly. Exactly. We have, the franchisees in our company restaurants, you know, it's all local driven. And the restaurants focus on their region, both in some of the decor, in some of the menu items, in all of the charitable events that they do. And it is a very locally driven business. And we're a relatively small company with only 44 restaurants. And so that is really our niche that we try to really hone in on.
Well, so you spend a lot of time, obviously, focusing on the franchisees. So tell me, who is an ideal franchisee? What do you look for? What are some of the skill sets that a franchisee who would become a Quaker Steak and Lube franchisee would need to bring to the table? And who is the ideal sort of persona for a franchisee that you guys are looking for?
Well, perfect. Yeah, we're always looking for them. We try to sign franchisees on a regular basis. But for a single unit person, owning and operating a Quaker Steak and Lube is a great opportunity for people. We look for somebody who, one, has obviously has been in the business for a while, you know, a multi-unit operator or a high-volume single-unit operator with another brand, wants to get into owning their own business. So we take a lot of people that are, you know, are within our segment of the industry, but maybe, you know, there's not an opportunity for another Applebee's in their area or another larger company like that. We take those kind of operators and bring them on, and we fit very well with those people. We want people who are community driven, are known in the community, and also with obviously with the operational experience. Now, we have some restaurant franchisees that are large restaurateurs, own 30 and 40. We have one of our groups has over 100 other restaurants that were part of their portfolio. So we also are contacted several times by larger groups that are looking to expand their portfolio. Again, their particular restaurants that they may have in this market are built out, but they want to expand their reach in their particular areas. So we have several of those types of franchises as well.
So tell me some of the things that are some of the challenges that Quaker Steak and Lube has had to deal with or overcome through franchising. You know, a lot of people who are tuning in are both contemplating becoming franchisees, but also looking at their own concepts. I'd be curious, you know, it's always great to learn from other people's experiences, but are there any challenges or any things that you guys deal with regard to franchising the restaurant and the franchise growth that you guys are or have experienced, and then ways in which you are overcoming those.
Yes, on the franchise growth side, for my team to be able to go out and find new franchisees and convince them that a small company with only 44 restaurants is the answer for them. We don't have the national reach. We don't have the unlimited marketing budget that some of our competitors, if there's somebody who's looking to expand their portfolio, there are much larger companies, much more famous companies out there that we're competing with. And how we combat that is through our franchise support and our personalized and customized service to a franchisee. And kind of lends back to what we discussed earlier. I think it is knowing that we focus on their profitability and their improvement, period. We are small enough, we can be flexible to their needs, to their specific regional or geographic desires, and also large enough for our infrastructure. And as part of Travel Centers of America, we're not a fly-by-night franchisor that maybe come in and flame out in 4 or 5 years. We're backed by a Fortune 500 company. And we know exactly what it takes to operate restaurants. And so that is one of the things that we really focus on when bringing candidates in. We also are very quick to react on menu trends, being it food or beverage, technology. We fight the same fight. Everybody fights for, quality labor, both hourly and management. And again, we're a relatively small company. So when we have to zig instead of zag, it makes it a little bit easier. And so decisions that can be made can get out and be benefited, can benefit the field much quicker. And some, you get some large organizations that may have a little more bureaucracy than we do here. We tend to have a problem brought to our attention and then get it addressed and remedied and corrected back out in the field much quicker. And we think that that helps our franchisees stay as profitable as they have been. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but it's a pretty small company. And every one of the people has, the phone number and direct contact for everybody in your organization. You're not going to get lost of just another franchisee out in the world. Everybody knows you. We see you, we've been to the restaurants, and we strive every day to make your lives better.
If you want to learn more about the Quaker Steak and Lube franchise, you can go to lubefranchising.com. Thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us. Before we end, though, I want to end on sort of where we started, and that is your experience as a franchisee. What is one or two things or pieces of advice you would give to a prospective franchisee who right now is listening and considering buying a restaurant franchise?
Well, it's exactly what you said earlier. It's a difficult job. You've got to be a little crazy, but seriously, you've got to love it. You have to love it. It is work. It is, there's going to be some holidays.
There's no shortcuts, right? There's no shortcuts.
No, there are absolutely no shortcuts. You've got to be able to do it. You have to love it because things are going to go sideways on you every now and then. And you're just going to have to, buckle up and get it done. But it is a very rewarding career path. And again, nobody grows up to, and think, oh, I'm going to flip burgers for a living. Everybody wants to be an astronaut or a fireman or a policeman or something like that. But it is a very rewarding opportunity. And it helps. I used to tell my kids all the time, hey, I'm feeding America. That's what I'm doing. And it's a rewarding opportunity, but you have to love it. And if it's in your blood, if serving people is in your blood and dealing with the community, the restaurant business can be a very challenging, engaging, and very fun career for anybody. Whether it's with Quaker Steak and Lube or somewhere else, it is an opportunity that is out there for everybody to take care of.
Well, again, thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us today. If you want to learn more about Quaker Steak and Lube, go to lubefranchising.com. That's lubefranchising.com. Thank you, Bruce, and I wish you nothing but the best of success with Quaker Steak and Lube in the future. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.